And good evening, folks. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM and also streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com on a Wednesday night, hump day, the first day of February, February 1st, 2023. High school boys basketball action featuring the Brown City Green Devils hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates in high school boys basketball action. That is coming up here shortly. We'll have our pregame show. Get ready. The JV game still underway. Visitors, the Harbor Beach JV team leading the Brown City Green Devils junior varsity team at 55-25. We're about a minute left as this one's almost in the books here for the Harbor Beach Pirates. I'm Eddie Fury, broadcasting live here on WBGV 92.5. One of the many games going on this Wednesday night. We'll go through the list of the games, part of our pregame show also. I want to thank all our sponsors and for you for listening in on this Wednesday night, on this February finale, you could say, as we count down the second round of all the matchups and also the league chase races also as they get ready for the playoffs and hopefully for good seedings when it comes to the playoffs also. Tomorrow night, another program note, we'll be back facing more high school girls basketball action on the air. We'll have Sandusky at Harbor Beach. So we're seeing the Harbor Beach boys tonight for the first time this season. And the second time we'll see the Harbor Beach girls as they will host the Sandusky Wolves women's basketball team. That's high school girls basketball team tomorrow night. So tune in for that. Same time start, 7 p.m. of all our high school basketball games with our pregame. All right, pregame show coming up your way. High school boys basketball. It's Brown City Green Devils hosting our Harbor Beach Pirates. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fury. We're also streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. All right. Welcome back. Our pregame show here on WBGV 92.5 FM. The Harbor Beach JV team winning over the Brown City Green Devils JV team 55-25, your final score, as we are getting ready here for varsity basketball action. Let's talk about both these teams right now in the standings as it stands in the Greater Thumb East. It is Brown City 6-0 in league play in the Greater Thumb East, 12-1 overall. Sandusky 5-1, believe it or not, and their lone loss was to Brown City, who we covered last week at Sandusky. They're at 8-6 overall. Ubley 3-2. Their two losses are to Sandusky and Brown City. Those are back-to-back losses. They do have a win over Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach kind of behind the, I guess you could say, the eight ball. They're three games behind, 2-3. Sandusky would love Harbor Beach to maybe defeat Brown City so Sandusky can get back in the race. Of course, they can get back into the race of the Greater Thumb East League when they meet up again against Brown City. So Harbor Beach 2-3. Crazy things can happen through the end of the season as teams start to settle down and, you know, get to know each other on the court now that we're midway through, more than halfway through the season already. Harbor Beach 4-7 overall. Right now, just 4 wins, 2-3 in league play. KPAC is 2-4, 6-9 overall. Marlette 1-4, 4-7 overall. And Memphis 0-5, 2-10 in the Greater Thumb East League. Harbor Beach Pirates 4-7, as I said. Started off the season with a loss to Vassar, 57-59, a 2-point loss. Bounced back with a win over Unionville Seabane, 47-35. A loss to Reese, 41-82. So scoring problems there against some of the top teams in the Greater Thumb West. Speaking of the Greater Thumb West, the Wild West, big showdown right now on our, actually, let's talk sports. Scott Mosby from the Tuscola County Advertiser, sports reporter, who we had on our Sports Line show, which is Mondays on WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM. I actually put a link and a replay to that on our website. Go check that out on our sports section of the website and also on Twitter. I'll post it on Facebook later afterwards also, but Scotty made an appearance on the show in the studio along with Mike Gallagher from the Sand Lake County News. Anyways, his game tonight on his radio station at Let's Talk Sports and Tuscola County Advertiser Sports, it's Cassidy Bad Axe tonight, so that's another big game going on the other aisle of the Greater Thumb Conference in the West. Now, speaking of that West, Harbor Beach had that loss to Reese on the road, 41-82. Challenged Carroll following that loss and got their second win with a win over Carroll, 58-47. And then 1, 2, 3, 4 straight losses for Harbor Beach. Hung in there with Lakers, It's been a pretty tough team. They lost to a buzzer beater against Kansas City on Friday night last week. 53-64 loss for Harbor Beach. And then, in the first meeting between these two teams, Harbor Beach hung in there, but they lost 41-52. 11-point loss in the first meeting. We'll get into details about that game and who scored what. Harbor Beach then losing to Sandusky. Sandusky holding strong in the chase for the Greater Thumb East. 30-36, so a low scoring affair, but close game. Two possession lead for Sandusky to keep that win, 30-36 over Harbor Beach. And of course, the backyard brawl on the hard court at Ubley in the first meeting between Harbor Beach and Ubley. It was Ubley coming away with a win over Harbor Beach, 40-47. They bounced back after those four straight losses with a win over KPEC in January 18th, 63-31. Took out the aggression on them, and then probably one of the top teams, Cass City, on the road for Harbor Beach with a loss, 27-51. The Memphis game last week was canceled due to weather. And their last game they played last week was the win over Marlette, 50-38 for Harbor Beach. Here they are tonight. Now, they had back-to-back losses to Brown City and Sandusky early in the season. That's who they got in a row. And in fact, they got Brown City, Sandusky, and Ubley all in a row for the Harbor Beach Pirates. So this first couple weeks of February is going to be quite tough for Harbor Beach. But I know Sandusky would love Harbor Beach to maybe pull off a win here against Brown City. As I said, the first meeting, 41-52, Brown City got that win. Looking back at what Harbor Beach has done throughout the season also, some of their top scorers also between these two teams. Last week, Harbor Beach winning over Marlette 50-38. For the Pirates, Benson Harper, who has been the catalyst and a scorer here for Harbor Beach, had 20 points. Jack Fisher had 17 points also, hitting a few shots, playing good defense also. Just talked to Ron Rubel also about how they're getting better. And maybe they can pull off a win here. And you really got to contain one of the top players here. It's the Brown City Green Devils, Gaden Muxlow. He had 45 points in his game against Ubley. We'll get a little bit of details about that. So with that win over Marlette last week, they went 4-7. So not a tough season. But Benson Harper, one of the key players here for Harbor Beach with his 20 points. Takes care of the ball well. Knocks down some good shots. Plays good defense also. Some assists. Contributes in a lot more ways than just scoring also. Helps the team get the win there. But he's got other great support staff also. Now, their loss against Harbor Beach, that was a thriller. The Pirates had a 24-15 lead into halftime and led 30-21 in the third quarter until Ubley began chipping away and came back. Got to finish the games. It was Camden Peruski scoring 8 points in the third quarter for Ubley. Bearcats closed the third in a 13-2 scoring run, and that's what this Brown City Green Devil team can do against any teams here. For Harbor Beach, Benson Harper, 19 points against Ubley, including 3 three-pointers. It was a threat on the perimeter. Jack Fisher, another key game, 11 points, 3 triples in that game and lost to Ubley. Kind of gives you a clue what Harbor Beach has on the floor. So they're going to need all the contributing players. Jack Fisher, Benson Harper is the key scorers here for Harbor Beach. When we come back, we'll talk about the Brown City Green Devils, what they've done throughout the season, what they did last week against Sandusky, and the last couple games also, and what both these teams did also in the first meeting. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5, our pregame. It's Brown City hosting Harbor Beach High School Boys Basketball Action. All right, welcome back to our pregame show. Brown City Green Devils, 12-1 overall. Their lone loss was the second game of their season where they lost to the Lakers, a close one, 61-64. 12-1. After that, they open up the season with a win at Dryden, 47-41. Second game, they lose the Lakers, 61-64, and they just been on a tear. Playing against Kingston with a win, one of the best teams, I think, in the NCTL, if not best right now. After that, they got the win, 54-47 against Kingston, the win over North Branch, 52-45. The win over Dryden again. That was a close affair for Dryden and Brown City, 51-50. You obviously have a solution to keep it close against Brown City. The win over Burton Anton, another key win there for Brown City in late December, 56-51. And then against Carroll, 66-54. Harbor Beach 52-41 in the first meeting. Memphis 56-30 with a win for Maryland City. On the road at Marlette, mid-January with a 62-22 win. The win over Ubley at Ubley, 61-52 in a tough game in a battle. 45 points for Gaden Muxlow in that game for Brown City. And then the win at Sandusky last week that we had covered, 42-37. Sandusky led through that whole first three quarters. Gaden Muxlow comes back in the second half to pull back and get the win, 42-37, against a very tough and feisty Sandusky Wolves team. And then the win over KPEC last week on Friday, 58-30. And here they are against Harbor Beach. Following this game, they'll have Memphis and then also Lakeville. In a couple weeks, Marlette, Almonts, Ubley, Sandusky. Those are the key games come for league play. But this is a key league game also. Harbor Beach can be sneaky, and we'll see if they can come back and avenge their earlier season loss in early January, 52-41. Or if Brown City will continue and sweep this series against the Harbor Beach Pirates. In the first meeting between these two teams, earlier in the season, in the first meeting, Brown City rallied, had the rally, passed Harbor Beach to begin Greater Thumb East League play. Pirates led 24-20 at halftime, but Brown City Green Devils got it going in the third quarter. They went on a 20-5 scoring run. Gaden Muxlow scored a game-high 21 points to go with 7 rebounds and 3 assists in that win. Now for Harbor Beach, Benson Harper. Pace Harbor Beach 15 points, 3 three-pointers and 3 assists. Andrew Weber, another key player, added 7 points, 4 assists and 3 rebounds. So it is going to be a battle between Gaden Muxlow and Benson Harper, your top leading scorers for both these teams for Brown City and Harbor Beach. Sandusky had to come from behind to get that win over Sandusky, who is in second place with just one loss in league play. Come from behind win, 42-37. Green Devils got out to a slow start, trailing 17-7 after the first quarter. They cut into the lead in the second quarter, but still trailed 26-18 at the half in that game, down by 8. In the third period, however, Brown City outscores Sandusky 9-5, which included a trio of made free throws from Gaden Muxlow as he was fouled on a last-second three-point attempt. But the Green Devils are still behind 31-27 entering that fourth period. A three-pointer by Lawson Cooper of Brown City. A 5:41 left in the fourth gave Brown City its first lead of the game, 32-31. Sandusky responded with a three-pointer of its own to give the Wolves the lead back, 34-32. But with just a little over 3 minutes left, Gaden Muxlow tied the game with a layup, got fouled, gave the Green Devils a lead on a free throw to complete the three-point play. And as seconds later, Muxlow would do it again, making a layup between three different players through three defenders, converting to three-point play on the ensuing free throw, giving Brown City a 38-34 lead. And a minute and a half left, Muxlow hit two more free throws with 24 seconds left, hit the front of a 1-1 to put the game away, 41-34. Muxlow just had 2 points in the first quarter, 8 in the first half, finished with a game-high 28, which included 12-13 from the free throw line. Callen Hagee had 6 points for the Green Devils also in that win last week. So here they are. No losses in league play. Sandusky in second place. Harbor Beach, 3 losses, 2-3 in league play. When we come back, we'll get ready for basketball action. Brown City Green Devils hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at stanleybroadcasting.com. We'll be right back. National anthem. All right, your starting lineup's coming up when we come back here on WBGV 92.5, your national anthem there. We'll get ready for basketball action here on 92.5.
I do apologize.
All right, your starters for the Harbor Beach Pirates, number 10, Benson Harper. Number 12, Seth Nowiski. Number 22, Andrew Weber. Number 11, Jack Fisher. Number 32, Jace Knobloch. Your starters for Brown City, number 3, Brandon Kohler. Number 11, Ethan Worrell. Number 13, Gaden Muxlow. Number 22, Clint Ford. And number 32, Callen Hagee. Your starters for the Brown City Green Devils. Coming on the center court here for jump ball. Gaden Muxlow, number 13, and number 32, Jace Knobloch for the Harbor Beach Pirates. As they get ready to jump here with Van Halen music playing in the background, which you can hear on 97.7 FM. Here on 92.5, jump ball one by Harbor Beach Pirates. That is number 22 with the dribble. Andrew Weber at the point, swings it over to the right wing to number 10. Benson Harper, one of the leading scorers here for Harbor Beach. Cross-court pass to the left wing, into the left corner, number 11. He'll hold up, bounce pass to the left wing, back to the right wing. Down to the right lane, loses the ball and picked it up. Is the Brown City Green Devils with the loose ball. Number 22 hands it off to Gaden Muxlow. From number 22, Clint Ford. Ford will hold up at the left elbow. Back to Muxlow. Muxlow driving down the left lane, pitches it out to the left corner for three. By number 3, Brandon Kohler, but Brown City ball still after that miss. He'll try again. Kohler trying to put a little bit of gas in there, and that's a miss for the 3 in the left corner. Rebound picked up by number 32, Jace Knobloch. Harbor Beach ball, 0-0. Come down to 7 minutes left here in the first period. Harper over to the right corner, 3-point shot. Hits, misses that one by number 11, Jack Fisher, and a 3-point attempt, and he makes that one. Number 10, Benson Harper. For Harbor Beach to start off the scoring, 6:51 to go here in the first period. Full court pressure applied by the Pirates against the Green Devils. They'll get to their full court. Ford with a 3-point from the right wing. Misses that one. Rebound picked up by number 32, Jace Knobloch. Throws it over to Harper for Harbor Beach. Jack Fisher, left corner. He'll go for three, and that one swishes. 6-0 lead for Harbor Beach. Back-to-back threes. Harper and now Jack Fisher with 6:18 to go here in the first. Brown City ball. Swings it over to Clint Ford at the right wing to the right corner. Moves in inside to the high post. A pass off to number 3 now. Kohler over to Gaden Muxlow at the point. Back to the right corner. Clint Ford. Ford will move in, but he is triple teamed at the right elbow. Passes it off to number 11, Ethan Worrell. Now over to Brandon Kohler to Gaden Muxlow. He'll go around the perimeter to the top of the point. Swings over the right wing. Back to the right corner, Clint Ford. Harbor Beach Pirates doing a good job protecting that paint against the Green Devils. He'll take a long three. Hits the back of the rim. It'll go over the backboard. That was Gaden Muxlow with a miss from the right wing. And a turnover by Brown City after that missed shot. It will be Harbor Beach ball. No pressure here by Brown City. It's 6-0, 5.5 to go here in the first. Harbor Beach with the lead. Harper with it with a pass from number 22. Andrew Weber, a shot good for two. By number 12, Seth Nowitzki making it 8-0. That was Jack Fisher actually for two. 8-0 is your score. Harbor Beach with the lead. Clint Ford goes for a three from the top of the point for Brown City. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Last touch by Brown City. Brandon Kohler. And it will be Harbor Beach ball. Timeout called by Harbor Beach. 8-0. 4:59 to go in the first. We'll be right back. Andrew Weber with a pass to Jace Knobloch to the right side of the glass for two. It's 10-0. Harbor Beach with the lead against Brown City after Brown City coming out of the timeout. 4.5 to go here in the first. A short jumper in the middle of the paint. First point scored. That's Brandon Kohler to get Brown City on the board 10-3 with 4:20 to go here in the first. 10-3, Harbor Beach with the lead. Harbor Beach ball. On their side of the court, Harper with it at the left wing. He'll take a jumper from the left elbow. That one bounces around the rim and does not drop. Rebound picked up by number 3, Brandon Kohler, and hands it over to Gaden Muxlow at the right wing now at the point. He'll drive to the basket between two defenders, and he makes the shot. Thought he was fouled, but it doesn't matter. He made the shot. First points of the game for Muxlow. It's 10-5 with 3:48 to go here in the first. Harbor Beach ball, 3:44. Harper in the middle of the paint. He'll hold up the free throw line. He's double-teamed. He'll dishes it off to the top of the point. Three-point shot attempt by number 22 with a miss. Andrew Weber, rebound, getting Muxlow for Brown City. And Clint Ford looking for Kohler. Kohler goes and passes it off from the high post to the right to Worrell. Back up top is Brandon Kohler. He'll go down to left lane. He'll hold up. Bounce pass at the free throw line for two for Clint Ford. He does not drop. And it will have a foul underneath the basket called on Brown City. I do believe that is the first foul of the game. Number 11. Jack, that's Ethan Morrow getting called for the foul underneath the basket. Coming out to number 3, Brandon Kohler to take Brever. In is number 4, Lawson Cooper. Harbor Beach ball, number 11, to the right wing, Jack Fisher. Fisher hands it up top to number 12. Sep Nowiski to the left wing. Back to Fisher. Left elbow for two. Swishes that one inside the right. Left wing, actually. Make that 12-5. Fisher with that shot. 2:45 to go here. It's 12-5. Harbor Beach with the lead. Brown City ball. Muxlow. Off to Cooper. Cooper hits a long shot for three. Left wing. No good. Whistle was called underneath the basket, fighting for the rebound, and this time Brown City with another foul, fighting for the offensive rebound. And that's the second foul, number 11, Ethan Morrow. He'll come out, and in come the big man, the other big, number 40, Thomas Geiger, the junior. 12-5, Harbor Beach with the lead in the first. Harper asking for the ball. It goes from the left wing to the right lane, and he gets a short. Nice floater jumper in the middle of the paint, making it 14-5. Harper with that shot. 2:11 to go here in the first. It's 14-5, Harbor Beach. Number 32 in the game also for the sub, Kalen Hagee. Or actually, he was a starter. Loose ball rolling around as Brown City with possession. Gaden Mux will pick it up as it bounces out towards him. Somebody loses a shoe out there, and the officials will call a equipment timeout. Losing his shoe was number 4, Lawson Cooper. They'll quickly put that on. It'll be Brown City ball, but they'll make them take it out after that official timeout. Don't want anybody rolling their ankle on that, so a smart stoppage of play there for the officials. It's Ashley Wiener-Palmer's father out here with his crew. 1:55 to go, 14-4. Harbor Beach with a lead, and it'll be Brown City ball. In from the left sideline, from Hagee back to Muxlow. Muxlow to Clint Ford. Over to the right wing to Hagee. Kalen Hagee. Up top to Cooper. Swinging around the perimeter to Ford. Back to Muxlow at the top. Harper on defense. And a jumper from the high post by Hagee. No good. Pulling down the rebound number 32 underneath the basket. Jace Knobloch. Fast break play here. Here comes Jack Fisher. Hold up at the right wing. To Andrew Weber. To Harper. Left wing. 1:25 to go here, 14-4. A little bit of fancy dribbling here for Benson Harper. Bounce pass, back to Weber, back to Harper, left side. Over to the left corner, driving to the basket. He'll go up for two and draws the foul. That's going to be the third foul in Brown City. Driving to the basket from the left corner was number 32, Jace Knobloch. He'll draw the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line. With 1:12 to go in the first period. First free throw up, and that one's good. 15-5, back to a 10-point lead for number 32, Jace Knobloch. Second free throw, no good. 15-4, actually, is a score. I think that might be wrong. We'll have to check that. Yeah, I think one of those threes was a two, so they'll make that 10-4. They corrected with the officials by Brown City, down 15-4. With under 50 seconds in counting now, with Harbor Beach leading 15-4. Hagee with the ball to the high post. Cooper over to the right low block. He had a shot for it, didn't take it. Geiger was there, but the three good by Kalen Hagee. 15-7 with 36 seconds to go here. Harbor Beach with the lead, however. And with the dribble, Andrew Weber over to the right wing. Pass off to Benson Harper. They may hang on to this ball for the last shot, 15-7. It is Harbor Beach with the lead. Down to 15 seconds here in the first. Driving to the basket. He'll hold up. Turnaround jumper for two. Around the rim it goes. Pops out. Gaden Muxer pulls it down. He'll run to the right side quickly to his side of the court. He'll drive to the basket to the right side. And up for two. Lays it up. 15-9. Muxlow. And that's the end of the first. 15-9. We'll be right back. Harbor Beach leading Brown City. Welcome back. End of the first as we start the second. Harbor Beach with the lead, 15-9. Brown City opens up a possession with the inbounds pass. Start of the second, 15-9. Brown City ball, Clint Ford with it, pitches it in to Lawson Cooper. Bounce pass to the right corner for three. Gaden Muxlow misses that one. Rebound by Geiger, and Paul gets loose, but a fadeaway jumper in front of the rim by Lawson Cooper makes it 17. That's a 15-11. First point scored by Brown City. Harbor Beach with the lead, 15-11. Driving to the basket, Bisher, he'll hold up to Benson Harper to the right wing now with a pass from Bisher. Over to the left corner, number 12, Sefnowski, back up top to Harper. Swings it over to the right side to number 11, Jack Bisher for Harbor Beach. Up top to number 12. Stefanowski. Harper takes a three from the left wing after the pass and misses that one. Rebound picked up by Wuerl. Over to Lawson Cooper. Cooper over to Clint Ford to the left side. Cross-court pass to number 32, Kalen Hagee. Back to Clint Ford. He'll go to the high post. Down the right lane. They'll swing it over to a wide-open Cooper and had to quickly dish it off to Clint Ford for the right corner for three. 15-14 with win one. Ford with a three-point shot. The assist with a cross-court pass from Cooper was 6.5 to go. 15-14. Long shot for three for Jack Bisher. He air balls that one over, and Gaden Muxlow will pick it up on the other side of the rim and drive him to the basket, left lane. Triple, quadruple team, and he makes the shot and takes the lead for the first time for Brown City. 16-15, Muxlow. Timeout called. Harbor Beach with 6:07 to go. We'll be right back. Come out of the timeout. Brown City drives to the basket. Andrew Weber can't make the shot. Rebound picked up by Brown City. And number 32 with the shot and the miss. Kalen Hagee. Rebound. Harbor Beach. Jack Bisher, number 11. Brown City with the one-point lead, 16-15, after the two-point shot by Muxlow. As four defenders protected the most of the paint, but Muxlow threw the shot up with his height and able to sink it in. 4-2, they take the lead, 16-15. Brown City with the lead here in the second, 5:20 to go here. Harper with the dribble, goes down the right lane. A jumper in the middle of that right lane with the miss. Gaden Muxlow with a rebound again for the Brown City Green Devils. A lot of the rebounds, I would say half of them, by Muxlow. Muxlow driving the left lane. He'll lay it up for two easily past his defender. Harper was on him. It is 18-15, Brown City. Muxlow with back-to-back points for Brown City with 4:57 to go here in the first half. Harbor Beach ball driving to the elbow, blocked by Lawson Cooper, but picking it up and saving it for Harbor Beach is Jace Knobloch as he lost that ball. Jack Bisher, Knobloch posts up from the right low block. He'll put back his own missed shot. He can't sink it. Gaden Muxlow pulls down the rebound after back-to-back misses by number 32, Jace Knobloch for Harbor Beach. 18-15, three-point lead for Brown City, and they have possession on their side of the court with 4:24 to go here in the first half. Cooper's shot and pass is blocked. Loose ball picked up and saved and taken back by Brown City. We had a little pinball action in the middle of the paint there. It'll be Brown City ball to the right corner. Number four, Lawson Cooper, back up top to a long, deep NBA range three. Hits the rim, missed by Gaden Muxlow. Rebound, Weber for Harbor Beach. He'll drive to the basket and will hold up. Actually, nobody was there. She just went right to the basket. We'll have to hold up. Bounce pass inside to Knobloch. He is double team at the right low block. He'll go up for the shot. He draws a foul and makes the shot. 18-17 to try to convert the three-point play and tie it up. Number 32, Jace Knobloch. 3:48 to go. And that is the first foul, finally, for Brown City, number 32, Kalen Hagee. And trying to convert the three-point play, and he does. Number 32, Jace Knobloch, to tie it up. 18-18, the first tie of the game. Brown City ball, Clint Ford with it at the point. Down the left lane, he'll go to the basket for two. Had wide open look at it. Loose ball again, fighting for the rebound. It'll be Brown City with their fifth foul. .334 to go in the first half, second period. 18-18, all tied up. Harbor Beach ball, number 42 in the game, Jack Smuglinski, the sophomore. Harper with the ball from the left corner. He'll take the jumper on the left side. No good. Rebound, Gaden Muxlow for Brown City. Trying to get the match up in the paint. He'll go to the high post for two with a fadeaway. Good. Brown City takes back the lead, 20-18. 3:05 to go here in the first half, second period. 20-18, Brown City. Harbor Beach ball, Smuglinski up top to Knobloch, back to Smuglinski, over to Harper at the point. Down the left lane, up for a layup for two, misses that shot, rebound pulled down by number 32, Kalen Hagee. Over to Clint Ford, looking for Gaden Muxel, left corner for three, hits the rim, it does not drop in. Last touch by Harbor Beach, fighting for the rebound was number 12, Seth Nowiski. As it goes out of bounds, couldn't pull it in. It'll be Brown City ball. And the baseline inbounds pass, left side of the glass for Brown City, number 22, Clint Ford. Driving to the basket right away, and he can't get that shot on that play. Had a good open look for it, Kalen Hagee. Shot does not drop. Harbor Beach will pick it up. 20-18, Brown City with a two-point lead, 2:24 to go here in the first half. Harper drives to the middle of the paint. He is surrounded, but he'll draw the foul. Shot will not count. And he'll go to the line. We'll be right back. All right, the free throws were called off. They're saying he was fouled before he went to the rim. So they had to throw it in, and on that, number 32, Jace Knobloch for Harbor Beach makes a two-point on the inbounds pass. So it's 20-20 with 1:50 to go here. Brown City misses a shot, but a foul committed by Harbor Beach by number 42, Jack Smuglinski. His first foul, and that's the first foul for Harbor Beach apparently. Six fouls on Brown City. So already Harbor Beach could try to take advantage of this. Maybe drive to the basket, draw some fouls, and go for the one-and-ones in the bonus here. Gaden Muxel right now, there's a little bit of holdup. He'll go to the free throw line after he was fouled. He'll go for two. After his missed shot, he was fouled. First free throw. That one is good, and that's the first free throw of the game for Brown City. And they take the lead, 21-20. Muxlow. 1:50 to go here. Second free throw up, and that one's good too. 22-20, Brown City takes back the lead. Inbounds pass, slight pressure here by Brown City with 1:45 to go. Six fouls in Brown City here. Harbor Beach has to be aware about this. Bounce pass to Jack Bisher. Jack Bisher swings it over to Smuglinski, back up top to Benson Harper with 1:36 to go. 22-20, Brown City leading. Jack Bisher at the right corner. He's double teamed in that right corner by Brown City. Bounce pass over there, and Gailey Muxon will get the steal. Fast break. Clint Ford to lay it up for two, and he does. 24-20, the largest lead of the game now for Brown City. With 1:20 to go here in the first. Harbor Beach with possession. 1:10 to go here in the first half, 24-20. Harper, pass over to Jack Bisher. Back over to Harper, left wing. Coming down to under a minute here in the first half. 24-20, Brown City with the lead. Harbor Beach with Harper. Moves inside the left wing, no. Passes it off to the right corner, Smuglinski. Smuglinski, cross-court pass to Harper. Six fouls in Brown City right now. Just one for Harbor Beach. Harper with the dribble, just dribbling around up top, trying to find something here. Back to Jack Bisher, to Harper. 30 seconds to go here in the first half. No, I kind of wonder if they just drive to the basket and draw fouls. But Clint Ford will intercept that pass and steals it. He'll go for two, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line for two. We'll be right back. First shot was good for Ford, making it 25-20. Second shot was missed. Down to 5-10 seconds. That is 3 seconds, 2 seconds for Harbor Beach. Loose ball. And that's where we'll end it. 25-20 at the half. Brown City leading and taking this lead in that second period. 25-20. Brown City with a lead against Harbor Beach here on WBGB 92.5 FM. High school boys basketball. Our halftime show on the way. The MHSAA This Week in High School Sports coming up also. 25-20. Brown City leading Harbor Beach. We'll be right back. All right, 25-20. It is the Brown City Green Devils leading the Harbor Beach Pirates. And it was Harbor Beach leading throughout the first period at 15-9. At one point, it was 10-0, 4:35 to go. Before Brown City scored their first points, Kohler with a 4:20 mark, 10-2 at that point. But Harbor Beach maintained that lead with 55 seconds to go, led 15-4. 11-point lead, 15-9 at the end of the first. Harbor Beach leading 15-11 after Cooper made a two-pointer, 7:35 to go. And then a three-point shot by Clint Ford at the 6.5 mark in the second, make it 15-14. Muxlow making a shot for two to take the first lead of the night for Brown City, 16-15 with 6:07 to go. Brown City holding an 18-15 lead after another shot by Muxlow. And then getting within one was Harbor Beach, 18-17. Chase Knobloch making a shot with 3:48 to go. A tie, 18-18 at the 3:18 mark. After he made a free throw, Muxlow took back the lead with 3:05 to go. Just a few seconds later, 20-18. Then Harbor Beach, Chase Knobloch ties it up with 2:10 to go, 20-20. But Muxlow making a free throw after he was fouled to take back the lead, 21-20 with 1:50 to go. And they've been maintaining the lead so far at the half, 25-20. Now, there was six fouls. Kind of wondering, Harbor Beach didn't attack that paint, maybe draw some fouls and get on the free throw line to close the gap just a little bit. All right, I do believe Jace Knobloch with the lead score, 8 points. Jack Bisher with 7, 5 for Benson Harper. Your leading scores in the first half. 12 points for Muxlow. Your leading score, and 5 for Clint Ford. 3 points for Kalen Hagee also. Ford has 2 points also, one of your leading scorers here. 25-20 as we get ready here for the second half. Brown City with a lead at the half against Harbor Beach. We'll be right back. Starting off, Harbor Beach with possession. They come in and dribble around and get fouled. Six fouls in the first half for Brown City. That's the first foul already at the 7:36 mark. Third foul, number 11, Ethan Worrell. Inbounds pass for Harbor Beach underneath their own basket. Trying to post up is Jace Knobloch. Can't knock that shot between two defenders. Had a chance. Rebound, Brown City. Clint Ford with it. Looks around and finds number 32, Kalen Hagee. Back over to now in the game is number 11, Ethan Worrell. Back up top to Clint Ford to the high post. Asking for it. The short jumper from the free throw line with a miss. Brandon Kohler, rebound Harbor Beach. Benson Harper with the ball. He'll hold up at the right wing as Harbor Beach is moving from right to left on your radio dial or your webcast screen. We stream at stlakebroadcasting.com. You can find the link on our Twitter and Facebook page also. Bounce pass, posting up. Jace Knobloch, he'll draw the foul again. He'll go to the free throw line. 3 out of 4 free throws for Brown City in the first half. And 2 out of 3 for Harbor Beach. Still 25-20 as we start off this third period. Brown City with the lead and the first free throw up, and that's a miss by Jace Knobloch. Still 25-20. Second free throw attempt is a miss also. Rebound, Brown City. Gady Muxlow. Over to the left corner to Brandon Kohler. He'll pass it off. Gady Muxlow will drive to the basket for the left corner. Shot is called off. He is fouled before the shot, I believe. So they won't give it to him. He'll take it out of bounds to throw it in. That's the first foul for Harbor Beach in the second half. Number 11 getting called, Jack Fisher. Inbounds pass to Clint Ford from Muxlow. Muxlow asking for a three-point shot. Left corner, hits the rim, no good. Rebound, all Pirates. Picked up by Jack Fisher, over to Benson Harper. 6.5 to go here in the third. 25-20, still no one scored here in the second half. Brown City with the lead. And errant pass, no one there, as Harper wanted somebody to come racing from the right corner to the left side underneath. And then the ball will go out of bounds. And inbounds pass, Gady Muxlow with it, drives to the paint, lays it up for two, no good. Rebound put back by number 32 on the right side. Good, Kalen Hagee. And the first point scored is by Brown City. 27-20, the largest lead of the game here for Brown City. 6 minutes to go here in the third. Benson Harbor with it at the right wing. Moves in at the elbow. He'll hold up, back up top to Fisher. Andrew Weber will drive in from the left wing. He'll hold up and pass off to Fisher. Fisher jumper just below the free throw line with the miss. Rebound picked up by Brown City, number 11. Ethan Worrell throws it over to Brandon Kohler to Clint Ford. Gaylen Muxlow double team at the right wing. He'll pass it off to the left elbow with a swisher for number 22, Clint Ford. It's 29-20. Brown City now leading by 9. Ford with that shot. 5:20 to go. And Harbor Beach ball. Benson Harper trying to post up on Gaylen Muxlow. He'll throw it up. I think Muxlow might have nicked it, and after that missed shot, it'll be Brown City ball defensively with a rebound. With 5 minutes to go here, 29-20, Brown City leading Harbor Beach. Clint Ford with it at the right wing to the top of the point. Slides his way over to Gady Muxlow, NBA range three, swishes at one, 32-30, timeout called by Harbor Beach, 32-20, Brown City with the lead. Out of the timeout, Harbor Beach ball. 4:15 to go, 32-20, taking a short right corner jumper. Jack Fisher with a miss, Gady Muxlow with a rebound. Last points made by Brown City with a three-point shot before Harbor Beach calling the timeout. It's 32-20, Brown City with the lead here in the third. Coming down to 4 minutes left, Gady Muxlow with it at the right wing, cross-court pass, left side. Travel on number four, turnover, Lawson Cooper for Brown City will be Harbor Beach ball. They'll pull back as they've kept Harbor Beach out of the paint. Benson Harper coming back in as in, coming out number 22, Andrew Weber. And coming in is number 20 for Harbor Beach, Hackett Soper. For Harbor Beach, Benson Harper with it to Soper, left wing, up top to Jace Knobloch. Drives down the right lane, two defenders. Over to Jack Fisher, right corner, back to Harper at the top of the point. He'll take a fadeaway jumper from the middle of the paint, no good. Number 32, Kalen Hagee for the rebound. 32-20, 3:39 to go. Clint Ford driving between three defenders. Shot is called off, he gets caught for the travel. It'll be a turnover on Brown City. And we'll be right back. NBA range for Gaden Muxlow from three-point range from the left wing after the rebound and miss by Harbor Beach with a shot attempt on the inbounds pass, and Gaden Muxlow takes a long shot for three after the pass from Clint Ford after the rebound, and it's 35-30. Muxlow's back-to-back threes with the 15-point lead for Brown City with 2:53 to go, and a whistle was called. It'll be a foul on number four on Brown City. That's Lawson Cooper, his first foul. Three fouls on Brown City here in the second half. 35-20, 15-point lead here for Brown City. Foul from behind on defense, number 32 on number 32. That's Kalen Hagee getting the foul. As he was defending Jace Knobloch after the inbounds pass. at the left low block. Second foul on Haggy. Inbounds pass baseline. Gets it inbounds into the paint to Soper, over to number 21 in the game as Colin Lesprance. Over to Soper at the right wing. 2:42 to go here. Players are sophomores getting some playing time. The fifth quarter rule. To the high post. Harper back out to Soper. Soper will hold up. Over to the right corner to Harper again. Again, Brown City 3-2 defense in the paint, but able to slice his dice his way into the paint. And with a missed shot, Jason Knobloch, but rebound stays with Harbor Beach. 2:15 to go, 35-20. Harbor Beach ball, Harper. Shot is called off, and I do believe he was fouled. Going to the basket on the right side. Clint Ford getting called for the foul. He's asking Mr. Wainer about that. And just kind of walks away from him, ignoring him. Bounce pass inside. Harper with the jumper against a high glass from the middle of the paint after the inbounds pass misses. And Gaden Muxel with the rebound. 2:05 to go in the third period. Whistle was called. And a foul on Harbor Beach. Second foul as a team. 35-20, 2:03 to go. 15-point lead here for Brown City in the third. First foul from number 21, Colin Lesprance, the junior. Brown City ball inbounds pass, and it'll be number 11 with the dribble at the right corner to Lawson Cooper. Over to Gaden Muxlow to Clint Ford at the left corner. He'll drive it to the basket. Left side will hold up. Looks for Muxlow. Muxlow another 3-point. Hits the rim from the left corner. Miss. Rebound picked up by Hackett Soper. Number 20 for Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach ball. Foul called, stoppage. Clint Ford, I do believe it was foul, getting called for that one. 1:39 to go in the third period. Second foul on Clint Ford. Brown City leading 35-20, timeout called. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, Brown City calling it. Inbounds pass for Harbor Beach. Soper into number 21. Colin Lesprance. Over to Benson Harper now with the dribble. At the top, bounce pass, trying to post up. Jace Knobloch pushes off and goes to the left wing for three, and the miss by Jack Fisher did not roll in. Rebound, Brown City with 1:20 to go here in the third, 35-20. Brown City with the lead. Clint Ford with it for Brown City. Moves around to the perimeter to the right. Back up top to Muxlow. Muxlow to the left wing. Lawson Cooper with it at the top of the point. He'll move his way to the left side. Back to Muxlow. Harper on defense on him. Down the right lane. Muxlow will pull back. Finds Ford with a pass. Under a minute to go. 35-20. Brown City with the lead. Lawson Cooper with it. Loses the ball. Stolen away by Benson Harper. Last touch by Harper. He lost control of it. Coming in is number 40 for Brown City. Thomas Geiger. Inbounds pass here for Gaden Muxlow to throw it in. The right sideline. 35-20, 51 seconds to go here in the third. To Clint Ford getting the inbounds pass to Muxlow. Muxlow left wing. Jace Knobloch now trying defense on Muxlow. Muxlow will dribble him, drive it to the left side, but a good seal off there. Up top for three. Lawson Cooper from the pass from Gaden Muxlow. 38-20. Brown City with the lead. In the third with 25 seconds to go here. Cooper with the three-point shot. And missed shot by Harbor Beach. Rebound by Brown City, and we'll have a foul. That'll be the fourth foul. Number 21 getting called for the foul. Colin Lesprance with a second. Six fouls for Brown City. Three for Harbor Beach. Inbounds pass here for Brown City in just a bit. With 17 seconds to go here. 38-20, Brown City with the 18-point lead. Down to 10 seconds. Muxlow with the ball at the left corner. He'll go around the perimeter, back in three-point range. He'll go to the right side. And he'll take the short jumper inside the right wing. No good, and that's the last shot attempt. He connects it in with a putback. Number 40, Thomas Geiger gets the putback after a miss by Muxlow. And Thomas Geiger gets to two at the buzzer. It's 40-20 at the end of the third. We'll be right back. Starting off the fourth, 40-20, the putback by Thomas Geiger for Brown City, taking a 20-point lead for Brown City. No points scored for Harbor Beach in the second half throughout that third period. Whistle was called. There'll be a foul offensively on Brown City. That's their seventh foul, so Harbor Beach can be in the bonus if they can get to the free throw line. This is where you want to start attacking the paint to get that on the line there. Harbor Beach with possession on their side of the court. Les Brandt over to Jack Bisher at the right wing. Up top to Soper, back to Bisher to the right corner. Trying to go for the shot for two. He misses that one as Knobloch had a chance. And a foul called on Harbor Beach. Number 21, I think that's his third foul. That's Colin Lesprance. That'll be four fouls on Harbor Beach. Some substitutions here. Number three coming in, Brandon Kohler for Brown City. Also in the game, Kalen Haggy, number 32, back in. Clint Ford on the floor, and Gady Muxlow to Ford on the inbounds far side pass. Wide open for three, right corner. Brown City rebound picked up by Hackett Soper, number 20 for Harbor Beach. Over to Harper to the right side. With 6:50 to go, 40-20. Brown City with the lead. Knobloch got that ball right in his head, but he kept control of it. Pitches it out to Soper with a three-point miss. Harper picks up the loose ball. He'll go for two. He has fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Finally, Harbor Beach scores some points. Foul away from the ball in the inbounds pass. Back-to-back free throws made by Benson Harper. After he was fouled, he made his free throws. First point scored. Did not score at all in the third. It's 40-22. And away from the ball, Harbor Beach was fouled on the inbounds pass attempt by Brown City. And now that's nine fouls quickly here. Eight or nine fouls here. As Coach Hatton for the Brown City Green Devils just having a discussion with him right now. But for the 1-1, nine or eight fouls for Brown City. Jace Knobloch on the free throw line. Can't get that. He's missed three of them in the second half. Whistle was called. Foul on Harbor Beach. That makes it five fouls. A lot of stoppage here. So to miss free throw. Two out of five free throws for Harbor Beach here in the second half. It's 40-22. Some substitutions again, trying to get the matchups. And it'll be Brown City ball. Clint Ford with the dribble. Playing a little bit of keep away here to Gaden Muxel. They lead 40-22, 6:18 to go. Clint Ford driving to the basket. He'll go for two, underhanded from the left side of the glass. Apparently off Harbor Beach, Knobloch frustrated, having some words with himself. It'll be Brown City ball underneath their own basket to throw it in for the inbounds pass. Clint Ford to throw it in. Inbounds pass and blocked from behind, but they go out of bounds after the inbounds pass. There's Jace Knobloch with a block from behind on Brandon Kohler in the inbounds pass from Ford. Ford to take out again underneath their own basket, baseline. Into Kohler, and he gets it for two. 42-22. First point scored for two. It's 42-22. 20-point lead. 6 minutes to go here in the game. Harbor Beach ball. Bounce pass inside. Double team. Knobloch will go up for two. First points from the field by Knobloch. It's 42-24. 5:45 to go. Brown City with the lead in the fourth. Short jumper, left corner for two, swishes it, Lawson Cooper, 44-24. They answer back with 5.5 to go. Harbor Beach ball. Loses the ball in the game is number 23, Dustin Emmerich in the game. He has the bounce pass over to Jace Knobloch. Jace Knobloch over to Benson Harper at the right wing. 5:15 to go, he'll go to the top. Clint Ford on defense on him, a pick set by number 42. Jack Smutlinski, but peeling away is Jace Knobloch. Driving down the right lane, bounce pass, and almost over and back, but he'll save it right before the timeline. Is Jace Knobloch, he'll throw it over to Harper. Under 5 minutes to go, it's 44-24, 20-point lead here for Brown City. Harper Beach still with possession. Emmerich up top to Les Branch to Harper. Harper to Knobloch. Knobloch driving the basket. Mucks low on defense on him. He's got to look around him. This is the ball off to the perimeter to Harper. Three-point range. Four and a half to go. Bounce pass up top. Jace Knobloch over to Harper. Left wing from the elbow. A jumper for two and swishes it. 44-26. Harper with that two-point shot. 4:14 to go here in the game. And it's Brown City with possession. Number 11, Ethan Worrell to Clint Ford. Left corner to Kohler. Kohler around the top of the point to the right side over to Muxlow. Muxlow, the pass from Worrell. He is fouled, and he'll go to the line. Back-to-back free throws by Muxlow, and a short jumper floater fadeaway in the middle of the paint by Harper to respond. It's 46-28. Muxlow makes his free throws at the 3:53 mark, and at the 3:35 mark, Harper turned it up here in the second half. It's 46-28. Brown City, though, with the lead. Muxlow pass off to Worrell. Had an open look, but he'll pass it off to the left corner. Loose ball picked up by Benson Harper for Harbor Beach. Driving to the basket. He'll go for a fast break to the basket. Up for two, and he makes it. 8 points here in the second half for Harper. 46-30 now. 3 minutes to go, however. Foul, and he makes the shot. Muxlow will go to the line for the three-point play. And Muxlow makes his three-point play, making it 48-30 after he made a two-point shot. Emmerich will go for a three-point shot for Harbor Beach. On the inbounds pass from the right corner, misses that shot, rebound, Brown City. And they have the lead with two and a half to go, 49-30. Muxlow with it, pitches it out to number four, Lawson Cooper to the left wing, up top to Clint Ford. 49-30, Brown City leading here in the final mark. Fourth period. 2:10 to go here in the game. Brown City ball, 19-point lead, 49-30 on a Wednesday night, February 1st. Tomorrow, Groundhog Day. What do you think? Spring or longer winter? Clint Ford over. Up top to Cooper from Ford. Back to Ford, the gate to Muxlow. Going around the perimeter, underneath the basket with a floater for two in the right low block. No good. Number 21, Les Brantz. He gets called for the travel. So Brown City ball. And there's a lot of groans here in the stands by the Harbor Beach fans who traveled a long distance for this game on that one. Inbounds pass for Brown City on their side of the court. Triple team was Muxlow at the right low block. He'll give it off the Ford, but a block by Colin Lesprance on the Clint Ford shot attempt. And it goes out of bounds. And it'll be Brown City ball still with 1:36 to go, 49-30. Muxlow inbound pass to Clint Ford. Back to Muxlow at the right corner. He'll drive it to the basket. Pitches it up to the top of the point. Back to the left corner. Lawson Cooper to Ford. Ford left side line for a shot for two. No good. Rebound Harbor Beach with 1:18 to go here. Hustle play. And they wanted to travel, but Geiger was all over that ball. Fadeaway jumper for two, and another swish here for Benson Harper. 49-32. Brown City ball with about a minute left. Was it 48 or 49-32? Might be a correction there. Again, Brown City with the ball, just kind of takes some time off this clock. 49-32, likely to come away with this win. her to come back. Down 17 with 35 seconds to go. Looks like Coach Ron Rubel will relent. Head coach Robert Hanton still with only one loss, and he goes for a shot. Gaden Muxlow down the right lane. He is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. 4-2. We'll be right back. Second free throw attempt by Muxlow after he made the first one was a miss, a rare miss. Rebound, Harbor Beach, down with 20 seconds left. It's 50-32. Brown City with the lead. Might be a scoring discrepancy here, but we'll see. Over to left corner, a shot for three in the game for Harbor Beach, number five. Dylan Ernst makes a three, 50-35 with 7 seconds to go here in the game. Brown City is going to come away with this win, 50-35 according to the scoreboard. And that's your game, 50-35, Brown City with a win over Harbor Beach. The second meeting between these teams and Brown City sweeps the series. We'll be right back for a post-game report on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at stlakebroadcasting.com. All right, final score of 50-35, Brown City Green Devils over the Harbor Beach Pirates for the Brown City boys basketball team. You know, Harbor Beach started off pretty good. Had the lead at the end of the first, 15-9, led 10-0 with 4:35 to go. And at the half, 15-9. But starting to close the gap was Brown City. Well, Muxlow making that shot with 36 seconds left to go. Harbor Beach held the lead, 15-11 in the second. Ford with a three-pointer or two-point shot, making it 15-14. 16-15 by Muxlow at the 6:07 mark gave the lead to Brown City for the first time through four defenders. And then Brown City held that lead, 18-15. Muxlow with another shot, the 4:58 mark. A tie by Harbor Beach, Knobloch. Tied it up with a free throw, 18-17, after he made a two-point shot. And then Brown City took back the lead with Muxlow, 3:05 to go. Another tie by Harbor Beach, by Jace Knobloch, with 2:10 to go. And then Muxlow with a free throw. Back-to-back, 22-20 at the end of the half, 25-20. Brown City held the lead. And then in the third, 40-20, 20 points scored, 15 points scored by Brown City. No points were scored at all by Harbor Beach in that third period, and that really hurt them, that scoring drought. However, they were able to score at least 15 more points. Just 6 points scored by at the up to the 3:35 mark for Brown City, but maintaining that lead, and they end 50-35, and just held out that lead throughout the whole second half. 50-35, your post-game reports with your leading scores and everything added up. A thank you to Marie Oswald out there. Ms. Oswald there, keeping book here for Brown City. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Final score, Brown City winning. All right, post-game report. Your leading scores for the Harbor Beach Pirates. He turned it up in the second half with 10 points, it looks like, in the second half. Benson Harper for Harbor Beach with 15 points for the Harbor Beach Pirates to leading scores. 7 points for Jack Bisher, all in the first half. He had 7 points in the first half. 8 points, your third leading scorer, Jace Knobloch. Could not score any in the second half. I think he just had two in the second half they're going to give him. He missed a couple free throws, three free throws missed. He had made two out of his five also. Other scorers for the Harbor Beach Pirates, 3 points for Dalen Arntz. He made it three late in the fourth also. Free throws for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Attempts ahead, eight. Made 4 out of 8 for free throws. Again, leading scorer, Benson Harper with 15 points. Made both his free throws also. Leading scores for Harbor Beach. Scored 15 in the first half. Five more in the second period. No points in the third. Scored 15 in the fourth. Leading scores for Brown City coming up next. All right, thank to Marie Oswald out there for the scoring updates. Ms. Oswald out there, thank you for you. That's her maiden name, by the way, if she's not married. Scoring lead is for Brown City, no question about it. Gaden Muxel with 24 points. He made 6 of 7 free throws. And as a team, 7 of 9, that's 7 of 9 free throw attempts for Brown City. Your second leading score, looked like 8 points by Clint Ford with 8 points. 7 points also for Lawson Cooper. Also 5 points for Kalen Hagee in the game. And 4 points for Brandon Kohler. 2 points. We'll give 2 points to Geiger. He had the putback at the end of the putback buzzer at the end of the third. Also, that's your scores for the Brown City Green Devils. 7 of 9 for free throws. Good defense, keeping Harbor Beach and not even letting them score in the third to win 50-35 over the Harbor Beach Pirates in a second meeting and staying strong in first place. Brown City with the win, 50-35. And again, your leading scorer, Gady Muxlow, with 24 points, 6 of 7 for free throws. We'll come back and see what these teams have ahead and other games going on in the area here on WBGV 92.5. All right, post-game report here. Brown City moves to 13-1, 7-0 in league play. Harbor Beach falls to 2-4 and 4-8 overall. Sandusky, depending on what they do tonight, they are 5-1. When we last checked, 8-6 overall. Ubbly 3-2, 4-4 so far. So a good lead right now by a game ahead for Brown City in first place, 7-0. Up next for the Brown City Green Devils, Harbor Beach, that is, coming up, they'll have Sandusky. So Sandusky needs the win to stay in the race for the Greater Thumb East League as they'll have a second meeting against Brown City coming up. And then they'll have Ubbly. So Harbor Beach has Sandusky this week, and then next week Ubbly, followed by KPEC. So for Brown City, coming up for them, this coming week they'll have Memphis, and then they'll have Lakeville on Monday. Marlette's league game next week, followed by Almont, and then on February 17th and the 22nd, Ubbly and Sandusky, as they need to win out to pretty much, or could afford a loss between those league games, hold first place and a share of the Greater Thumb East League title. Plenty of games to play here for both these teams. A whole bunch of scenarios could happen also. When we come back, we'll close things up here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It is Brown City 50-35. Over the Harbor Beach Pirates tonight. Tomorrow night, high school girls basketball. Thursday, we have Sandusky girls at Harbor Beach girls. That'll be tomorrow night, and I've got a special word about that, a special fundraiser going on, and I'll have something to talk about that. When we come back, I think I might have an interview here with a coach here on WBGV 92.5. We'll be right back. All right, always good to end it with the interview with the head coach after talking to some fans and some parents here also. Head coach Robert Hatton for the Brown City Green Devils. This is your second year?
Correct.
Yep. Yes. How do you liking it here compared to Davidson so far?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the atmosphere. The kids work hard. It's what high school sports is all about.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very genuine high school sport atmosphere, and it's great.
I know, you know, for us sports writers and media and even some of the kids who kind of kept up with high school basketball, I knew of your caliber, what you could bring to this team. I knew it was going to probably take a couple years, but it only took a year here. You were lucky enough to come up with some pretty good players. Gaden Muxel, obviously, from a basketball family. You know, his sister snuck over here to see a game before she has a game herself.
Yeah.
Oh, to come here and watch your brother play.
They support each other, for sure.
Yeah.
No.
I think Kendall's a better player, but okay.
I was unfortunate to watch her play, but I've heard some great things. But
So the first half, the first period, a little tough here. Harbor Beach had a good lead there by 10 points, and you guys started to chip away. Kept attacking the basket. Harbor Beach made things a little bit difficult for you. But you guys seem to like to be that second period or second half team, it seems like, throughout some of the tougher teams so far. You got one loss. That was the Lakers. I know you like to have that one back. That was a close loss there. But that was early in the season. You're trying to find your ground. You still scored 60-something points in that game. The rest of the games, you know, again, struggles in the first period. But I think maybe is that just your players, you're trusting your players to feel this out and see what they can find out in the floor.
Especially the second time through the league schedule, we know teams are going to make adjustments, and then it's up to us to figure out what those adjustments are. I think we got caught tonight watching the ball, and we got off ball cuts were going in front of us, and they're catching the ball in a tough spot, and they're making good shots. You know, and we just persevere. We've been in this situation so many times. Our guys don't freak out. They stay composed. They say, next play, let's get a kill, which is three stops in a row. And then we start stringing some stops together on defense, and it kind of leads to our offense. And when we get in a rhythm, we're tough to beat.
Yeah, and you had a lot of fouls tonight. Kind of wonder why Hubbard didn't maybe attack that paint a little bit more and draw some fouls. You guys were over 10 fouls in the second half for sure. You're already in the bonus in the first half also.
We're a little handsy tonight, which is not like us. Teams have only been in the bonus against us once this season, so we've been pretty disciplined. But tonight we're a little handsy. I think we're, trying to reach a little bit on defense, get some steals. But once we trusted the fact that we moved our feet and walled up and played team defense, we were able to hold them, I think, to 4 points in like a 16-minute stretch.
Well, in the third period, it didn't allow them to score at all.
Yeah, so, and they're I mean, they're a great team. They run multiple sets, and they have good inside and outside threats. So we really stepped it up on defense, which is great to see.
Yeah, Benson Harper in the fourth tried to come back 15 points in this game.
Yeah, he's going to be a problem for the next 3 years.
So still, this is a fairly young team, you know, for
Absolutely.
Harbor Beach. You know, they had a lot of their young players out here also. I want to point out 24 points for Gedi Muxlow, 6 of 7 for free throw shooting. Always good to make 7 of 9 for free throws.
Yep.
He's the type of player that wants to share this ball also with his teammates.
Yep, and he picks his moments when he needs to. He knows when he needs to attack the basket. But he knows that if we don't get our teammates involved and teams can – just focus solely on him, and makes it very easy for them to game plan against us. So we got guys, multiple guys scoring double figures now at different games, and we have a freshman in Lawson Cooper stepping up off the bench, scoring 7 tonight. Kohler's been hitting threes every game, Ford and Haggy, and tonight we had Thomas Geiger off the bench. So
yeah,
guys are starting to come alive, and they're starting to fall into their roles and embrace it. So it's good.
Speaking of Geiger, good heads-up play to get that put back at the buzzer. Also, after a missed Muxlow shot, you got to be ready for those shots because Muxlow is going to miss those shots with the rest of the players.
Yeah.
Got to be ready, and it was good, great alertness. I get you got to be happy about him being right there at
Absolutely.
The right moment.
We talk about when Gaden does attack the basket, he's going to draw at least two guys, so someone's going to be left unboxed out.
Yeah, get that 1-2 punch.
If we can, you know, attack the glass and get a few extra easy buckets that way, free throws, running transition, offensive rebounds, if we can mix in two or three easy buckets a quarter, and then, you know, Gaden's going to do his thing. So
coming up, you have a couple games coming up this week. You have at Memphis.
Yep.
You have Lakeville. Mm-hmm. I think this harkens back to your old days. You want to schedule that game,
you know,
maybe?
There are our neighbors to the north of Davison there, but I've never faced Lakeville, so this will be a first for me.
You have a league game against Marlatz, and then Almont, some competition there in the BWAC.
Yep.
And then you have Ubley, Sandusky back-to-back. Very important week there.
Yes.
Sandusky and Ubley, feisty teams. You know, that's going to be a battle in your second meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Those want another crack at you, especially Sandusky, when they had you there through the three quarters there.
Who hasn't had us at some point, you know? But, we just have to focus these next four or five games before that stretch. We have to get better each game. We have to get better each week. We can't just be content where we're at right now. So we have to have a good practice tomorrow. We're going to come in and get a little bit of a shooting workout in, maybe a light lift and a walkthrough for some Memphis stuff and make sure that we don't overlook anybody and we come out because you're only as good as your next game.
Right.
So we got to make sure we take care of business Friday night.
Coach Hatton, nice to have you here. You're a heck of a coach and all that.
Thank you.
You know, it's great to have you here in the thumb, and I hope you're enjoying your time here also.
Absolutely.
So what do you teach here?
I'm K-6 PE.
Oh.
So I have we do basketball camp quite a bit.
I was going to say, there you go. You start here.
I get to see them kind of come up, and you can feel their energy, and they get to come sit behind our bench there, and they're feeding off of it. So
nice.
It's pretty special.
Yeah, I know that Brown City, the players themselves, the older players and varsity players, support those kids also and help out. So it's a lot of, you know.
A lot of those things that Coach Lutzenheiser and Coach Troshak and some of those guys before me, well, Coach Lutzenheiser's an old college roommate of mine. I coach with them now. But Coach Troshak, and they built this program, and I'm just kind of fortunate to hopefully keep moving it forward.
I think Tony Burton had something to do with it also.
Oh, yeah. That guy's he's still pretty important, of course. Yeah.
Coach Hatton, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Brown City with a win, 50-35. That is going to close our broadcast here on WBGV 92.5. We'll see you again very soon, either for Ubley or Sandusky for that Greater Thumb East League title. Thank you for tuning in to WBGV 92.5 FM and broadcasting at sandlakebroadcasting.com, folks, here. Tomorrow, come out to that Sandusky Harbor Beach game for girls basketball. The Harbor Beach Community Schools, in partnership with the Friends of Sandusky, wish to show support for the kids of the Weaver family from Escanaba. The three Weaver kids lost both parents in a tragic auto accident, so bring some extra cash and donations. Both parents were in that vehicle as they drove to their son's high school game. So jointly, Harbor Beach and Sandusky students and parents are asked to wear black and orange on Thursday tomorrow. School colors for Escanaba area schools, and they reach out jointly as brothers and sisters with a common thread tying us together as athletes, students, and parents, sharing the love and support for the Friends from the North. Donate. You can also go to the GoFundMe page. Go to the Harbor Beach Community Schools Facebook page for all details. We will share that tonight into tomorrow also for that high school girls basketball game. Thank you for tuning in on WBGV 92.5 for high school sports. Tomorrow, it'll be girls basketball, Sandusky at Harbor Beach.